Tucker Shield's second goal of the game, coming in the final minute of regulation, was the difference as the Powassan Voodoos pulled out a 5-3 triumph over the Greater Sudbury Cubs Friday in Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League play at the Powassan Sportsplex. The Voodoos were quick to strike in the contest when Nathan McDonald redirected an Alex Little effort from the right point enough to see it change direction and flip past Cubs starter Nathaniel Boys in the first minute. Adding another late in the first period, Powassan's Carson Ritchie saw a rebound find its way to him the left circle where he wired it over the blocker of Boys to make it 2-0. Greater Sudbury got one back 5.5 minutes into the second stanza as Nicholas Toffoli did some nice work to get it over to Billy Biederman, who chipped a backhand over the pad of Voodoo's goalkeeper Cannon Flagel. The Powassan power play went to work early in the final frame and saw Shields neatly redirect in a little attempt for his opening NOJHL marker. Roaring back in the back half of the third, the Cubs tallied twice, beginning with a Matthew Matsuda effort as he drove down the right side and buried one on Barrett. The guests then drew level with 2.5 minutes remaining thanks to Ben Harris, finishing off some solid work from teammate Cole Crowder. However, answering back, Shields provided the difference maker in the final moments as he tipped in a bouncing puck off a Ritchie attempt put towards the target. The Voodoo's Cameron Lemke then capped off the Wild victory as he won a race down the ice and deposited the insurance marker into an empty net before time expired. Voodoo's captain Alex Little finished with 4 assists in the victory. The win improves the Voodoo's record to 2-1 and avenges a 6-1 opening night loss to the Cubs in Greater Sudbury on September 8. The Voodoos look to continue their winning ways Saturday when they travel to Elliott Lake to take on the Red Wings. That broadcast can be seen live on Hockey TV. Puck drop is set for 7 p.m.